Siman Nun Zayin, then Baruchu Vaniosoi. The Chazan says Baruchu, and the response of the Kehillah. Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, Omer Shliach Tzibur Baruchu Es Hashem HaMavayruch. The Chazan says that we should bless Hashem, the Blessed One. Va'einan Acharov, and the community responds, Baruch Hashem HaMavayruch Lo'in Avoyed, Blessed is Hashem, the Blessed One forever and ever. V'chayza Shliach Tzibur Va'ayma Baruch Hashem HaMavayruch Lo'in Avoyed. And then the Shliach Tzibur also responds that, so that he should be considered together with the rest of the Kehillah in having said that response. V'nagu says the Ramo, Shashliach Tzibur Ma'arech Bevaruchu, the Ramo brings a minhag that the Chazan elongates this word Baruchu, and this section, and whilst the Chazan is elongating this, the community have a special text which they say, which starts off Yisparach v'yishtabach and can be found in many Sidurim next to the words Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayroch. Says the Mishnah Berurah Aleph, Eim Shliach Tzibur B'Kayrom, he says it's aloud, Kadei Shishmu Kol Ha'om, so that the whole community can hear V'yanu and they can answer Baruch Hashem HaMavayroch L'Yolam Voed. Regarding bowing, there's the Bir Halacha says later in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel that we bow down at during Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayroch, and there's a discussion in which direction one is supposed to bow down. The Shari Tshuva in Sifkot and Aleph says that you always have to bow down facing Mizrach. So therefore, those who are facing the Kehillah, for example, the Rav of the Kehillah in many shuls faces the Kehillah, would actually have to turn around face Mizrach himself, like everybody else, to respond to Baruch Hu. Whereas the Orach HaShulchan says in Sifkot and Aleph, and so to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halichas Shlema, in Tefillah Perek Tes, says that it doesn't matter which direction you bow in. There's also a discussion, which we'll see later, Bez Hashem, about whether it's imperative to stand whilst the Chazan is saying this. Base says the Mishnah Berurah, V'einin Achrov, the Kehillah responds, V'im lo yishoma echod mea shliach tzibur kushoma baruchu, rak shoma akol sha'omru baruch Hashem amvarech lo'ilom voet. If a person didn't hear the Chazan, but did hear the community say their response, O'ne mo'im gamkein, so this listener can respond together with the Kehillah, Baruch Hashem amvarech lo'ilom voet, even though they never actually heard the intro from the Chazan. Avalim shoma shliach tzibur levad, kusha'one baruch Hashem amvarech lo'ilom voet. However, if they only heard the third part, which was the shliach tzibur himself, saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Lein Avoid Zilo Yane Emoy, he shouldn't respond with him. Rak Yane Omein Al Devarov, he should just say Omein at the end of after he hears this. Gimel V'Chayze Shliach Tzibur, after the Kehillah says Baruch Hashem Baruch Lein Avoid, then the Chazan himself repeats it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Gimel, Kdei Sheyichle Lesatz Megam Kein Bichlalam Mavarchim, so that he is also included in those who are Mavarchim, are expressing this this bracha. If he is one of the 10 people in the Kehillah, if he doesn't respond with them, then he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Morgan Avrom b'shem Aguda. That's what the Morgan Avrom says in the name of the Aguda, that the Chazan himself has to respond with them in order to fulfill his obligation. Cautiously asked the Mishnah Berurah, I've got a question. Even if there are 10 people without him, surely by him saying it by himself, he still hasn't said it as part of the minyan, and therefore still he hasn't fulfilled his own personal obligation. And also regarding the Kehillah, if he is one of the 10, surely even if he does not respond together with them, and there are just 9 of them responding, that should be okay, because it's no worse than if you have a minion of 10 people where one of them is in the middle of the Shemayin Esra, one of them is sleeping, where we say in Siman Nun Hey that he, this person connects with the rest of the people in order that it should be considered a minion. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't answer these questions. Dalet, the Chazan repeats, V'oimer Baruch Hashem HaMavayroch, Kosa B'Seif Ashari Ephraim Eitzel Dini Berchasa Tereh V'Duadim Bazeh. Sharia Ephraim says, next to the halachas of Birchas HaTorah, but the same will apply here. Ktsas shluchei tzibor, there are some chazonim. Kishe tzibor omrim, baruch Hashem v'mvayroch v'chulu, when the tzibor makes their response, ein achreim omein, so the chazon, the shliach tzibor, first says omein, and then v'chayiz v'im baruch Hashem v'chulu. V'tos hu b'yodom, but it's a mistake to say omein first for the chazon. Shekivin sh'omrim miyad baruch Hashem v'chulu, since he's saying the same peace straight away after main tzarach loyim amen, he does not have to say amen. V'chein kol sofrim godom simukov tzadiches v'achai odom, and others say the same. Aval ha-tzibur yomru amen achashliach tzibur af sha'omru mitzchila baruch Hashem ha-mavayroch. But according to this the community is supposed to say amen after the chazan makes his response and says baruch Hashem ha-mavayroch le'olam v'ed. Aval ha-chai odom, the second opinion, kosaf, he writes she'ein tzrichin lo'imar amen, the community does not need to say that. V'chein kosaf prima godim simonun zayin v'kuf tzadiches, and so too says the prima godim. V'kim ha-dekvar omru baruch Hashem ha-mavayroch le'olam v'ed. L'omo yomru pam ha-shnio amen u'mamin harikva omru kein. So the Chai Odom says that the community does not need to say Omein after the response of the Shliach Tzibor, because they've already expressed their emunah by saying Baruch Hashem Amvarech Le'olam V'ed the first time round, and therefore why should they need to then reaffirm that when they've already said that? So therefore, the Chai Odom that we have a machlokes about whether the community should say Omein after the Shliach Tzibor repeats this response. In the end, he concludes, the Rishus who be'ara Tzibor miyud so'oinim al ze omein, one would be allowed to say omein. Va'al kol ponim, mishu oimid v'bochim sh'osa lahafsik lo yane omein zeh. But if a person is in a place where they are forbidden to interrupt, that they should definitely not say omein. The Ramos brought this minhag, that there's a certain text which can be found in the Siddur next to the words Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayroch, starting with the words Yisparach V'Yishtabach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed and should be praised, and that the community should say that whilst the Chazan is Marich, elongates Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hey, ba'od shu Marich, it's whilst the Chazan is elongating this, but it's Davka B'Shas HaNigun, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's only whilst the Chazan is actually singing his introduction, at the time when he's humming the tune or singing the tune. But whilst the Chazan is actually saying the words Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayroch, they should not be saying saying this praise. And if the Chazan does not have one of these lengthy introductions where he is singing a tune before he says the words, then better that the community should not say this version of the text, this text. Rather, they should be quiet and they should have in mind that which the Chazan is saying, and all that they can answer the appropriate response when he finishes. Those who have the custom to say, when the Chazan says Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayroch, when the Chazan says the word Es, certain people say another pasuk which says Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, Hashem you should fear. He says that that is not something which we have received and is not an intelligent thing. Miyaseit HaChochma, from the foundation of intelligence, is not such a, it's not a good thing to do, just because you have this word Es in this phrase to connect this to the pasuk, because Hashem Elokecha Tiro, there's no inyan to do such a thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Nun Zayin Beis, Mokom Shnagu Litzik al Chavirehem, Bein Kaddish Uvaruchu Liyotze Oir. There were some communities where there were people who would be tzoyuk on their friends. They would cry out against their friends. And what this means is that people who had some difficulties with regarding business matters or other issues against other people, and the Beis Din were not willing to accept their claims, they would make a fuss and make a noise between Kaddish and Baruch Hu and try and get the Beis Din to hear them out or people to take their sides. And they would do that after Kaddish and before after Kaddish and Baruch Hu, before Yotzer Ur started. Oyla Daba B'tzochei Rabbim, well, they would use that opportunity. Certain places would during that time they would speak about communal matters. Toyim Haim, this is a mistake. Vayna El Seif Simon Nun Dalet, that now is not the appropriate time to do it, says the Mishnah Berurah. Toyim involve Tarihu Ki'ilu Kvar Hischel B'Yotzer Ur, because it's as ready as though one has started Yotzer Ur at this point. And therefore already from Boruchu, it would be considered an interruption, and therefore one should not do these things at this time.